The problem with these flushable wipes is that they're not designed to break down as quickly as regular toilet paper. Instead, they bind up with other things like cooking oil that's poured down the drain, and that creates major blockages. Warwick Sewer Authority Executive Director Janine Burke says removing those wet wipe clogs takes manpower, up to 3 employees at her facility.
We recently had to have our board approve the purchase of a different type of impeller for the pump, basically one that shreds stuff, because we were going out there maybe once a week.
Burke wants people to know your toilet is not a trash can. Several managers at other Rhode Island wastewater treatment plants also share these wet wipe woes. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.